Welcome to Business as Unusual, a podcast hosted by 360T, examining how firms in the FX industry are continuing to achieve business goals in an unusual working environment.
Hello, and welcome to Business as Unusual, 360T's new podcast series, talking to some senior people in the FX industry about how they are handling, coping, and adjusting to these strange situations, strange times we find ourselves in. I'm delighted to be joined today by Juan Landazabal, the Global Head of Trading of GAM Investment Management. Juan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Pleasure for being here.
Being here as such, yeah. How are you keeping? Are you well?
Yes, thanks. I'm doing well. My team's doing well. My family's doing well as well. So all good so far.
That's what we like to hear. So to kick us off, I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on what you think has been the most strange or, I guess, surreal element of everything that's happened recently, because it's been a lot.
It has been pretty surreal, especially looking back on events. You know, on the one hand, they happened quite quickly, at least for our institution, in terms of how quickly we, and I guess early, we took the decision to ask employees to work from home. And that was just done very quickly. But also at the same time, you know, looking back, it really felt surreal that, you know, still the week of 9th of March, London was on the tube and, you know, in full swing pretty much, whilst great parts of Italy and Spain were already in lockdown and other countries communicating. It's almost as if it was an alien thing. We were just on another planet. Obviously, with hindsight, possibly we were late to the lockdown, but it was, the virus was certainly amongst us in London. So that was a bit surreal. Market-wise, it's bizarre in the sense how easy everyone's accommodated to working from home. And I say that, you know, with respect to the fact that a lot was done in a short period of time across industry, you know, tremendous effort by everyone's IT departments. I'm sure we definitely had
the new rock stars.
They're the new rock stars, exactly. No, we definitely had connectivity issues and, you know, the manning phones, and everybody, you know, had to download new apps such as for video conferencing and so on and so forth, and Citrix and other ways of remoting back. And obviously those were a little bit hectic, but in the grand scheme of things, I mean, to think that our industry continued to trade and migrated to remote trading and didn't really skip a beat, that is quite astounding.
Yeah, I think it has been really interesting talking to some people who were saying to me just a few months ago, the idea of everybody working from home and trading from home especially would have been unthinkable. And now it's just accepted as the new norm that everyone's kind of just got on board with very quickly, as you say. I think from my perspective personally, I'm based in New York, but I'm from London. So I've had lots of friends and family messaging me saying, my goodness, you're in the epicenter. This is the word that everyone's grasped for. You're in the epicenter. What's it like? How is it? What the things like? And they're always disappointed because my answer is, I have no idea. I haven't left my apartment in about 8 weeks. I don't know what it's like out there. For you, as you made this shift from the office to more people working from home to more remote, decentralized environment, what were kind of the key considerations from you to make sure your business and your trading operations were still able to run smoothly?
That's a very good question. Our firm had a, should we say, more proactive approach to working from home than I have experienced in other places, particularly in trading, where, as you rightly point out, has been taboo in many places. We have a smaller team covering all sorts of markets around the globe. So we do trade on shifts sometimes, and some of those shifts had traditionally been done from home. So to start off with, we already had the policies, the procedures, and many of the traders, had the setup at home that was tried and tested. And that includes, you know, the hardware, appropriate screen sizes, etc., to deal with this. Obviously, one thing is having one or two team members covering some market hours from home or the occasional day. And another thing is moving everybody out and everybody being out. So early on, actually, on the 9th of March, so that was about a couple of weeks before the official lockdown, or a week, certainly a week before that, we already had a third of our investment and trading teams working from home. And The rationale there was we didn't envision that we were going to get to such a quick and rapid lockdown. But, we wanted to ensure that all the teams didn't get sick at the same time and therefore were not everybody in the same place, right? And also part of that was to start testing the remote from home working. So lots of challenges. First of all, the connectivity issue. Obviously, we definitely tested the boundaries when everybody in the firm went remote. Our IT team solved that by creating several entryways into our environment, and investment teams, including traders, were on some form of priority and priority channel so that, we had the best speed and performance and support from IT. Secondly, early on, we took the view that this was going to be either for a long while, or that this would be better than any other BCP type option. And therefore, whoever needed extra hardware, we got sent to them. Okay. We either bought it or got it sent from the office. So most of my traders are at home with 43-inch screens. So really, performance-wise, we wanted to mimic what we had. So from that perspective, I think we're covered. There's obviously the communication aspect. Again, our industry is used to communicating both with the market and, within teams through chat functionality. So that has ensured communication as well as having more regular calls and dialogues with investment teams or amongst the teams as well.
Funny you're talking about the giant screens. One of my friends who lives in Manhattan, who's a trader, sent me a photo of his work from home setup. Because he's in Manhattan, his apartment isn't that big. Just his whole kitchen counter is now just covered with screens and monitors and keyboards, etc. It's kind of taking over the apartment.
Yeah, space is a challenge for some. So those were the original challenges. And here I have mentioned the biggest challenge at the time as we went into lockdown, which was clearly liquidity in the market and volatility. That was quite tough. Our volume surged. We had a lot of fund flows and a lot of changing in positioning, etc. So that was an additional challenge, the logistical one, which under normal circumstances you think is, or any firm would think, okay, well, it would take a long while to ramp up.
Yeah.
Most be it over the course of a couple of weeks to fully getting everyone out of the office and operational. So those were the challenges. As we progress through time, other type of challenges start to emerge. You want to keep teams motivated. You want to try and keep that communication level high as well. So apart from the work stuff, for example, for many of my teams, I have a couple of sessions a week where I open my virtual room for anyone that can and wants to join. We call them coffee breaks, mid-morning, and everyone's sitting there with a mug of coffee and just discussing anything but work.
Nice.
It tends to revolve around latest tracksuit wear or, quick tips for lunch.
We have a couple of virtual coffee sessions and we do a bi-weekly pub quiz with everyone.
Okay, that's very interesting as well. Yeah, we've had a couple of happy hours as well. So that's one way. Another thing to consider as well from working remotely is that a lot of the engagement, a lot of the conversations are structured in that you arrange to meet with someone on a video call or a call to talk about a specific item. And what you miss from the office is all those other conversations that are flying around that might happen impromptu, be they from markets, be they in terms of, specific counterparty or liquidity, or this is a new functionality on this platform, this is the way to do so, or about football, what have you. Some of these more informal social meetings, but both work and non-work related, are very important for culture, for firm, and also for the investment process, I would argue. And so that's a kind of another longer term hurdle. Another one, for example, and we're about to encounter that as well, is with new joiners or junior people, how the advance and how to train and coach remotely, especially on a trading function, whether to make recordings of certain workflows, whether to supervise by screen sharing. I mean, these are considerations that I'm certainly going through right now and trying to implement some of those. Because again, this may be for a while. So these are just new challenges or ongoing challenges beyond that first wave that we have to meet.
From a technology standpoint, Have you learned any lessons from, first of all, the return of volatility, but also at the same time, this kind of shift to a work from home environment?
Apart from all the different ways to remote in and, you know, have to figure out cables for myself, as opposed to just calling the IT help desk. Not that much, really. I mean, again, I want to say that our procedures have not changed, really. You know, our order management, we get the orders on there, or the PMs get the orders on there. They get approved, they get sent to the trading desk. We follow our normal trading protocols. If anything is done on voice, it's on a recorded line. Clearly, some things take longer, right? Away from FX, if you're talking within the fixed income markets throughout this period, as well, we have, you know, heavy new issuance, and, you know, the whole new issue process is very time consuming and even more so away from home. So I wouldn't say there's too much that has been learned there. I think that things will change in our industry, and there will be a much more flexible approach to working from home, working remotely, which I think is a positive takeaway from all this, especially within our function, trading. In many firms, you could have PMs, you could have analysts, but you can never have trading. And, you know, I think this is good for many scenarios. It's certainly good for encouraging diversity in the workplace. It's good for when, you know, someone has to run an errand. Typically, you'd lose them for a whole day or half a day. The infamous, my boiler needs servicing type of thing, or need to go to the dentist. Or look, throughout my training career, I've had 3 knee operations, and I always remember going to work way too quickly.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, you couldn't do anything from home, right? You just didn't want to be sitting around there. Whereas now on a trading desk, I mean, you can take your time and you can trade from home, right? Why not? Especially if most of the team is there. So these are positive things. It also comes with its challenges. If you are going to see more remote trading and more flexibility as to who's in the office, who's out of the office, then, you know, things like, well, some people will miss out on certain conversations, right? Where in the past they would be passed, or they might, you know, an extreme that might be used as an excuse. Okay, well, I wasn't part of that conversation. Yeah. So again, you have to develop new protocols to ensure that if something is important and was shared amongst most of your team, that that gets to everyone and relayed back and so on and so forth. So that, you know, new way of making this more inclusive is in many ways a bit easy now when we're all remote, right? We could make sure that's top of mind. Oh, everybody has to be informed in a timely manner, etc. But if you just have certain people out of the office, then that might be a bit challenging as well.
Juan, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with all this. Very interesting stuff. And take care and be safe.
Okay, thank you. Likewise, been a pleasure. Thanks, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Business as Unusual. Check the 360T website to catch up on past episodes and find new listings.